All right, quiet down. Given that you degenerates seem to think that the most lowbrow things are funny, you are going to stay here until you get it all out of your system. All right, now let's do the roll call. Mandy.
Hello, it's me.
Sam.
Jesse, did you know Mandy is pregnant?
Jesse.
What the fuck? Since when?
Like 8 months, I reckon.
All right, they're all here with Mandy, Sam and Jesse. This is Setting the Brow Low.
That is going to be real problematic for the surprise. Oh, actually, no. It won't be problematic for the surprise we have for her later on.
Great.
Because...
Is it alcohol? Is it weed? Is it what?
All the things that you've been having a crack at lately. She's just listing all of her favourite things.
She's like, is it?
You'll have to wait and find out.
Because I've run out of all of them.
We spoke about in last week's episode the Facebook friend stuff, but can I quickly talk about something on my mind right now? Mandy, sure. I forgot my pass to get up into the building about half an hour ago, and someone kindly let me up, which was great. You texted
me. The security system here is no good then.
The guy asked for ID at the front. I went to give it to him. He was like, man, I'm just kidding. Oh, just a random punter.
Oh, what a funny security guard. Have you got any ID on you? Yeah. Oh, sure. Of course. Oh, mate, like, I would want to see your ID.
Straight up to the
fucking nobody self out, champ.
His ID doesn't say works at SCA. Like,
also, I put out my key card. I don't even have ID. Anyway, you texted me and you said, sorry, I'm on the toilet because I tried to call Mandy to get me up. And I was like.
The only reason I didn't answer, I do answer the phone when I'm on the toilet. For you guys, obviously, I don't hold back. But it was because I didn't want to, I was clearly in a cubicle with like multiple other people in the bathrooms.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be like, hello, on the toilet.
Is that how you'd answer it when there's other people?
Hello, I'm just
doing a poo.
Kind of works into what I want to say next because I had a shocker at the women's toilets before.
A shocker at the women's toilets?
What were you doing there?
I was waiting out the front to scare Mandy.
Oh no.
And I was filming it.
Yes! Play the audio. Oh, wait.
It's so bold.
Do we need permission for this person? from this person?
No one can see them.
And I've just sent the video to you so you guys can watch, but I'm just standing at the door.
I'm really sorry.
Oh, my God. Where are you standing? Wait, let me watch it.
Standing just around the corner where the restroom someone is.
Oh, shame.
And I
oh,
went
Oh, my God.
That's fucking and creepy that because you're filming as well.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And as she walked away, I said, oh, I know that's a big risk. And she was like, yep.
A big risk.
Wouldn't you say, sorry, I thought you were my friend?
I probably should have done that. I was a bit rattled.
Also, her going, yep. Means she's like, I've got to go straight to security. And then they're like, oh, the bloke that we asked his ID. No, he's all good.
Don't worry about him.
He's just a moron.
We have to hire him here.
He's on the help
Reaches
program.
A quota.
Oh, Jesus. How is your concussion?
Went to the neurologist today. Things are looking up.
I bet you did.
Things are looking up. He's actually very positive about my progress, which is surprising because I was not going... Going into that, I had a few things
to say.
He's
obviously a glass half full kind of bloke.
Yeah, he's very nice. His name's Duncan. Good bloke. Yeah.
Okay, next thing.
Facebook friends.
Just to recap, we spoke a few eps back about how on your birthdays, like just on a general person's birthday, they tend to lose Facebook friends because people are reminded, oh, look, it's this person's birthday. Who the fuck's that? And they unfriend.
Yeah.
We got you to see how many friends you had before your birthday. And now that it's well and truly passed, how many have you lost?
2,569 is how many I had. This is such a 30-plus year old podcast, isn't it? Like, no one in their 20s is
Facebook
going on
friends.
Facebook.
But to be fair, I don't know. Like, Facebook friends mean fucking nothing. I'm just curious.
But who uses Facebook under 30?
Yeah, that's the thing. No one. So,
all right, do you want to go first?
Did you get any happy birthday posts?
I actually haven't checked.
Oh, yeah.
Because I reckon mine has dwindled the last few years. I reckon I got one last year.
Yeah, they're slowly dying off. And the sooner, I mean, as much as I really appreciate it if you gave me a Facebook post, that's lovely of you.
Yeah,
but
no.
I don't care.
I got like 35.
You lost?
No, posted on my wall.
Oh, sick. Yeah.
Oh,
what a brag.
You just got a lot of old friends then.
But how many friends did you have and now
you have
now? Oh,
yeah. So I had 2,000.
No, we don't care about the
2,569. And I need I don't have the app. I don't know how to get to my profile from there.
Oh, for God's
sake. Okay, so I had 1,038.
Before?
And now I have 1,035.
Okay,
you lost three.
And I am furious with myself that I didn't do one thing.
Check who? Like, how do you check who?
I should have, because I tried retrospectively. I tried to go on the internet and be like, oh, how do I find out who's... yeah, God, we're old.
HTTPS.
I went www.
On the World Wide Web, I tried to see.
But you can't figure out who's recently unfriended you or anything like that. So I wish.
You can with those apps.
Nah, apparently they just steal all your info.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys? And so I wish, and I think I should try and do this next year, but I won't remember, is like copy your full friends list into a Word document or something. Just control V. Control C. Control V.
There'd be a way,
No, you'd have to screenshot it.
There'd be a way to export it.
Anyway, I can't believe we're talking about spreadsheets. What? But then just find out who those motherfuckers are.
And go through fucking 2,000 people to go cross-check?
Nah, because you'd be able to just know, wouldn't you? Like if there's differences in the list. Surely there's a chat GPT you could...
I don't know. It sounds like a lot of work for something very insignificant. And it's probably just people from uni or someone like you know, people that you just haven't
seen. But I would love to know if I knew who they were.
Yeah, okay.
Guys, guess what? I went from 2,569 to 2,567. I'm the winner. I only lost two.
Jesse lost. I'd say Jesse won. I think losing more is the win.
Oh, can you give me this one? I never win.
It's all yours, mate.
Thank you very much. You it would be
If we added him on Facebook, we could get him back to 2069.
Hmm. Yeah,
actually,
true.
Mandy's got me on Facebook. Jesse, you don't.
Ooh.
Because I unfriended you yesterday.
Yeah, I was going to say, why have you? I thought I unfriended you long ago.
Got him.
Yeah, got him.
So technically a draw. We lost two each.
Oh, now who are the
I'm. Can you accept my phone?
Guys, I've gotten bored like 10 minutes
ago. Same. Okay, it's time for Mandy's surprise, even though it was our birthday recently and hers isn't for.
Oh, get over your birthday. It was over a week ago.
Anyway,
we have been waiting for this moment for a long time, Mandy. We're like for weeks. And because you're pregnant, we want to be able to include you in the things that we get up
hang
to.
Hang on. Now, I just saw what it was. That's fucking ridiculous. So, that was
you
terrible,
chat, Jesse. I will.
Terrible, like. Could have been a little bit more discreet. Anyway, what I was going to say was you got.
What's that?
It's ice in a glass.
There it is.
And you've got a bottle of Galliano.
Yeah, of course you know what it is. Alcoholic. Yeah.
So, okay.
You just saw the colour and you couldn't even see anything.
You just said, oh, we've been wanting to do this for weeks.
Yep.
Each week that we recorded the podcast, I have said, have you got that surprise thing that you mentioned? And you guys are like, nah, shit, I still need to organise it. Nah, I'm not ready.
We just kept forgetting.
So, yeah, don't say like you've been dying to do it. You just haven't been ready to do it.
No, to be completely fair to us, it's not just Galliano. So this is called a lemon vanilla cheesecake.
Oh, get inside me, Jesse. No, sorry, that was a comment, Jesse.
Yeah. So it's a drink that we found and we thought you...
No, don't even... It's a waste. I can't drink
it. Are you kidding?
Sorry.
Oh, it's not for you.
The surprise was that we brought a drink in and it's not for you.
You can have the solo. Psych, it's hard-rated solo.
Wait, why is this a surprise for me?
Because you get to enjoy.
Because it's something on the podcast that's not about you.
Yeah, us having fun.
How is this? Jesse? Did you speak to each other about this and decide together that this was a good idea?
The plan was to do.
That's two people.
The plan was to do
very shit.
One drink cocktail a week. Cocktail.
What?
Drunk on the fumes.
The idea is. That you put hard-rated solo, I guess so. You put hard-rated solo in and you put vanilla Galliano in.
What's hard-rated solo?
It's alcoholic solo.
Oh, like lemon squash.
Lemon squash.
Yeah, with vodka or what's the flavor?
The alcohol is like, it says something like generic alcoholic spirit.
It's
poison.
But apparently the vanilla Galliano and the hard-rated solo make a lemon cheesecake flavored drink.
I mean, I can have a sip.
It went viral on TikTok.
Can I just smell it?
Nope.
Can I smell it?
It'll go straight to the baby's bottom.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Let me smell it.
Oh, Mandy's going to drink it all before I even get a chance. Yeah.
That was my
It does smell like...
It smells like lemon cheesecake.
Do you know what I used to drink when I was like 17?
Cheers, Jesse.
Before.
To Mandy.
Before I knew how to drink alcohol.
Oh.
Yeah, cheers,
that's
guys.
That's pretty nice. Mm.
Mm. Oh, my God. Let's
Can I taste it? I'm going to just give it a sip.
Yeah. No, whoa.
Just a sip for fuck's sake.
Whoa.
We tried telling everyone.
It literally says on the bottle.
I literally just wet my lips with it. Shut up.
It says, do not consume if you are Mandy Catalano. oh, and if you're pregnant.
It does taste very strawberry. I mean, what did you say? Vanilla cheesecakey.
It's great.
When I was young.
I just want to drink this strawberry.
When you were young. Fuck, this is going back a while.
Before I knew how to drink alcohol properly, I used to go to the bar and order a Galliano with Coke. And it was.
Why?
The sweetest. Most.
Oh, if it was vanilla Galliano, maybe.
Do you know what it tasted like?
Yeah,
it was vanilla one. It was the yellow one, obviously not like Sambuca. Yeah.
Is this it?
Yeah, that one. It kind of tasted like vanilla Coke, which I now found disgusting because it's way too sweet.
The point of this segment was to find out for everyone that, yes, Mandy does drink while she's pregnant. Yeah. But also, I reckon give it a crack.
It's a very good combination. I feel like we're drinking a cocktail.
What did you go with mix-wise?
I went probably
like a third Galliano.
It didn't taste that strong either.
I'd say a third Galliano and then, you know, 8/9 solo.
Fuck,
I mean, I literally had, I'm not even kidding, wet my lips. But usually strong drinks send, like I can't handle the taste of strong drinks. That didn't taste that strong.
It's because we gave you the non-alcoholic one, you dickhead.
So you may or may not be surprised by me humiliating myself in a car park the other day.
Did you do another shit in public?
Did your waters break?
I thought maybe you were going to like rip on my driving because a few episodes back I was talking
about.
Well,
we're not sexist.
No.
Well,
you are, but not because of this story. No, I thought you were going to rip on me for, you know, that time I wanted to do a U-turn in oncoming traffic.
Oh, yeah, you wanted to just turn head on into oncoming traffic and blame the other people.
Yeah. This is similar to that.
Okay, well, it's not shitting in public. So
My housemate Jake was talking about that U-turn stuff, and he was like, Sam, you are such a fucking hypocrite because you do exactly the same thing. And I was like,
I know everyone does it, and everyone's lying.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So I was, this was at a shopping center car park.
Nice.
And I was in a hurry. It was just one of those days where I was just like, everything was annoying me sort of vibes.
So every day.
Now, I was, I turned into the car park and there was a guy crossing the road. So I was like, oh, fucking hurry up, mate. Like literally in the car when I'm.
Was he an old guy on a walking stick?
No, it was just a young guy, but like he was just being slow and annoying. Yeah. And when I'm in this state, so like there's two things that annoy me more than anything in the world. Slow technology. So like your phone not loading or your computer not loading. And like traffic and stuff when I'm feeling impatient, like anything on the road, rage. So I'm waiting for this guy to cross the road. I'm like, hurry up. Anyway, he finally crosses. I then turn left. Turns out that's what he's obviously walking to his car. He also then crosses that road. So I'm like, hurry up.
So you should have just run him over the first time. You'd be done.
Seriously this close.
Sounds like Mandy's stalking him.
Yeah, so I was this close and I was like, at least fucking, can you park somewhere good so that I can at least steal your car park? But no, it turns out he was far away. And I was like, whatever, I found a park. So when he finally like crossed the second road and he was being all slow and annoying, I like basically, you know, when it's like if he was finally cleared out of the way, I kind of like sped up a bit to almost make a point like, get out of the fucking way.
Yeah,
just to get the RPM up a little bit.
Just to sort of show like, hurry up, mate.
You've inconvenienced me and I'm fucking not happy about it.
Well, I mounted the curb when I did
Jesus.
Now he.
On the side or in front?
Three pedestrians.
Just the front left wheel.
Right, okay, got
so he,
just the front left wheel. I just swerved off the road.
No, I just went like, hurry up.
Hit the trolley bay.
Anyway, so he saw this, obviously.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't see his facial expression, but I knew that he saw it because he was right there. Anyway, I go park, get in my car park. I then get out of the car because I was walking into the shopping centre and I'm walking. Just so happened that I was. This is not one word of a lie. Just so happened that I was walking past that exact same curb.
Oh, right? What?
Like, as in I parked
where
around
she mounted
there.
The curb.
Yeah,
and
then I had to walk past that curb where I hit the
Yeah.
I had to walk past that curb to get to the shopping center.
Yeah.
So I walk past that curb and I kick my foot and I do that whole, like, I didn't fall onto my hands.
You didn't mean to.
But I stumbled hard. Like, it was an embarrassing stumble. Like, anyone who sees the stumble is like, an embarrassed, secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you were kicking the curb being like, fuck you, curb.
No. Yeah, I should have. He was driving past at that exact
second.
God, the universe is good sometimes.
The universe was so against me this day. So I trip over, right? I literally, like, and I'm looking around to see who's looking at me. He's driving past. cracks the biggest smile.
Yeah, good. Good.
I was like, fuck.
He was probably like, about time Curbs got their way. They've been trodden on all their life and now fucking finally get
run over.
Run over.
So, yeah, it was very, I was just like, how? Yeah. What can I say? Like, I was embarrassed.
Was that guy Mike and you guys were just doing separate
shots? My husband.
Guys, it's finally happened. The thing that we asked for in one of our earlier episodes.
Did you and Kaz finally do
it? We had sex? Nah, it hasn't happened yet, but we're still
working. Married,
on it.
Please.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yes.
Come on. Be inappropriate.
Respect Catholicism.
Sam?
Wow.
Catholicism.
Is that the word? Is that Catholic?
You know I'm Hindu, right?
Oh, thank God.
Is that no sex before marriage?
I don't know, actually.
I'm so glad that I didn't fuck that up. Wait, I did fuck that up. Yeah. Sorry.
Anyway, the thing that we asked for in one of our early episodes was for a Guess My Fart, which for anyone who doesn't know.
Did we ask?
Yes, we did.
I didn't. I think you guys are really loving
it. I'm
not.
How are you not into it?
Because it was a TikTok trend 7 years ago and I'm over it.
Oh, like
no one's done it on a podcast before.
Yeah, both had very valid points.
I'm sure they have.
Have they? Okay, well.
But anyway.
Jesse doesn't listen to podcasts.
Wait, for anyone who's not on TikTok, just in case. Or hasn't scrolled past it. Guess My Fart is where someone, like, let's say I get my phone out, I start filming my husband Mike, and I say, guess my fart. And he goes, and then I fart. Mm. And if it's correct, usually the ones that go viral are the ones that sound exactly like predicted.
But I, see, this is my qualm with it. It's still not.
It is. It's so good
same,
when it's.
Decibels are off, time's off.
Oh, it's not close enough for you.
Coming from you, okay. You tone deaf.
Well, then,
fuck.
Yeah. Then you should nail this.
No, I shouldn't. Why?
Okay, so wait,
you
someone
get it
has.
Perfect.
So wait, someone has
oh,
sent
I've
in.
I've never guessed it right.
So someone has sent in a fart and they've given us a couple of identifying details to help you formulate your guess.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, like what they had for dinner or
ASL?
Something? Is that what we
yeah,
asked for?
Yeah, yeah. So it's a bloke.
ASL. Yep.
They're a bit over 6 foot.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Mexican for dinner. They were the three things that he sent through.
Do we have a practice in the – can I just make some noise in my mouth? Just a,
yep.
Yep.
Yeah, got it.
You can have a, okay. Have a couple of practices now.
Need some more to galley under.
Who would like to go first? Manny, you want to give us yours first?
Okay, so you're Mexican. Do we have any other details?
Oh, actually, I do want to point out to you
– he's not a Mexican. He ate Mexican.
I do want to point out to you the recording of this fart – was actually unrealized. So he wasn't trying to record the fart.
Oh.
What?
He's
taking a selfie and
it was recorded by his partner while he was asleep.
Oh, that's another one.
Wow.
Yeah. So don't ask more questions.
It's a fetish. Just leave it be.
All you need the only other detail you need to know about this is that they were asleep.
Okay.
To factor into your fart guess.
Okay. All right. All right, I'm going
to
go.
That's a classic one from the 1970s.
Mm. Oh, that's a tight.
Okay, go.
This is the fart that we got sent.
I was closer. Oh, but I reckon I was closer because I had the wet.
Yeah, I reckon Sam probably takes the points on that one.
Can I hear it again?
You can hear it again.
Is that the girlfriend laughing?
Surely. Imagine it was him just like.
So it's at this point that I need to share with you.
Oh, it's you.
That it was me.
I guess Jesse's fart.
It was
me.
I
guess Jesse's fart.
But my favourite. So,
and you know, no one would send anything into the podcast.
My favourite.
I was the one that filmed it.
My favourite part
about
it.
You were the girlfriend.
I was a girlfriend. I was finally with someone.
My favourite part about it is, and you can't quite hear it on that initial record, but I've got a like an ISO.
Wait, now I know it's you. I want to listen to it again.
Okay, hold on. I'll give you the full thing again.
But tell me what you were going to say.
But listen, just listen through the middle after the fart. See if you can hear anything else.
Like the.
Is that not her?
Yeah. What?
Is she laughing?
Yeah. So she's laughing.
But is there something else?
There's one other thing. You just can't quite hear it, but I've ISO'd it for you, so maybe you can hear it here. You can just hear at the start of that her going, what the fuck?
Oh, one more.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to change the audio to like, can I get a oh yeah?
But the reason I have that, and that was
how
just
did she film it?
So I actually wasn't, she didn't record it like that. That was just to get you to guess. The way that we ended up with that audio is because I had this app on my phone called Sleep Talk that records you. If you make noise while you're asleep, like you talk in your
I've
sleep,
seen that
it kicks in and records you. And I had it on my phone from like years ago and I always play that to my family because I think farts are fucking funny and so I make them listen to it. And then we had it on one night and it picked that up and
that's good.
Was she awake or did she wake up to it?
I think it woke her up and she was like, what the fuck? And then it got her with the little at the end.
That is amazing.
Oh my God.
That
is amazing. Anyway, can people please send in their guess my farts? Yeah. All you need
if
to
you
do
have any audio.
All you need to do is go to if you feel a fart coming on, go to our Setting the Brow Low Instagram page. Mm.
Press well, you just record it first.
Oh, you can, but this is easier. If you just go to Setting the Brow Low, right, you got to hold it for like 3 seconds.
I was going
to
say, how long you want to hold it for?
You can hold it. You'll
some
be
of
right.
us let them rip straight away.
Sure. Anyway, go to the our DMs and you'll be able to record with the little microphone.
Hang on. So someone's about to fart. Yep. They're going to get their phone, go on social media, find a page.
Fine, just record it
go
anyway.
Go into the DMs and then start recording it from there.
Okay, fine. Record it any way you want.
Yeah, let's not really like make it a bit insular.
And all you
at the
need
moment.
To do
we
is
need anyone we can get.
DM us on that page to get it to
and
us.
And just give us a little. You can remain anonymous if you want, but if you just want to, you know, like a how old you
details.
Are, what you've had for dinner, just a couple of little identifying details to help with the guess.
Anal anonymous.
Whoa,
because it's the anus. Oh, actually, is anal penetration?
I specifically said classy. Content
off the back of Kiss My Butt.
Guys, I'm a man of the people, so I took public transport to work today, which involved a bit of a walk.
Why'd you take transport?
I just want to help the Labor government here in Victoria get some extra dollars through tagging on the tram.
You don't tag on, though.
Yes, I do.
No, he tags with, like, graffiti.
Oh, yeah, true.
Anywho, on the way there, I pass a petrol station, and there's a fire truck turning up there, and they were doing, like, a 10-point turn to get in, and I was like, guys, your hose are... If there's a fire there, the hose is long enough.
Don't call them hose.
The hose is long enough to get to the building, all right? You don't have to do so many turns that you have to fit within the driveway.
Wait, sorry, hold on.
The petrol station is.
Are they at the petrol station because they're getting petrol or because they're attending a fire?
Well, this is...
I knew it. He's brought it to us because he's thinking, oh, there must be a fire because that's the only thing that they
Hang
do.
Hang on. Did you guys know that they fuel up at petrol stations?
What the fuck do you think?
I thought they had their own Bowser at the bloody fire station.
Have you ever seen a truck? You know,
do you know how hard it was for that fire truck to get into the spot at the petrol station?
To be fair,
it like blocked the road for ages. It did like 10-point turn. It curbed all 40 of its tires.
Oh, it drives like Mandy.
Exactly.
No, but I was
Did you know that?
Well, no, but I was going to say when trucks fill up, they go to those truck specific ones. Like, you know, those massive
ones. But they
ones
do it overnight. They don't do it at 5 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah, that must have been a bit of an emergency situation because usually.
Emergency. It took them half an hour to find a park.
They're not great in emergencies, though.
No.
Oh,
shit.
Can you not have your phone on loud when we're recording?
Yeah, but also, who the fuck puts their phone on loud these days at all anymore? Like, your phone's always on silent or do not disturb.
Hey, PJ.
Hey, mate.
Hey, hi. Sorry, I'm just recording the podcast at the moment.
You're on the podcast.
Hey, Paige.
Oh, I'm on the podcast.
Hey, you're going to have to download it now,
PJ, while we've got you, can I just ask you a question real quick?
PJ, Jesse's got a question for you.
Yes, hit me.
PJ, how often are you having your phone on loud and not just on silent or do not disturb?
While you're recording a podcast.
Or in general.
I'd be lucky to have my phone on charge.
Yeah, he's notoriously bad. Like, you couldn't get in touch with him for days.
Yeah, great.
Because I make
like
myself
a normal person.
I make myself very available. So if anyone needs to reach out.
Should I bring anything for dinner?
You should because he just told us there's 20 sausages and 25 people.
And I had two sausages
like
last night.
Party.
Yeah, it actually is. Your wife's not
BYO
coming.
BYO dinner.
I'll get hard now.
I think we're good. Thank you. Love you. I'll get pizzas if we need. Bye. All right. I'll put this on fucking silent. I don't even know. I've got the new iPhone. The button's different.
Anyway. I guess what we've learned from this is, yes, trucks fuel up at petrol stations and Sam has his phone on loud because he wants calls. So if you want to call Sam, 04-
06- 6- Anyone else?
666-669.
Nah, it's 420 at the end.
Shit or shit, yeah.
May I?
Yes,
you may.
With a really highbrow one today.
Bullgast, really?
Shit or shit, yeah.
Yes, madame.
Picking up dog shit if it's not on the walkway. If your dog has shat in the like bush area, like you know, on the side.
Oh my god.
Are you
shit, yeah.
saying shit. That you
if it's not in a walkway.
Are you kidding?
If no one's walking on it. Ain't no one ever
Amanda,
walking there.
Hey, I love it.
If it's in like a bush.
Marie.
What am I gonna
Francesca.
Dip through the bush? My middle name is Francis. That?
Yeah. Oh, Francis, is it?
Which I don't know.
Yeah, it's an awful
name. A male name?
Yeah, it's unisex.
I fucking hate people that don't pick up their dog shit.
Who knows who wants to go walk through the bushes? Are you serious?
Okay,
you
it's not be, it's I'm not at all a walkway. So my dog shit, it's in the same spot every day, right? He loves
Oh, so there's a pile.
Oh, so you know where it's going to happen.
Yeah. Right?
Put a tarp down.
Now,
put a tarp down.
Now, it's kind of like, imagine like a, like there's the path and then next to it on the left, there's like maybe a meter worth of like bark and like bushy kind of like shrubs.
Is it
like
raised?
A garden bed?
Like a garden bed, but it's not, it's of a, like it's not a nice one.
Is it
and
raised?
It's, and it's a council strip. Like it's not like someone's property. It's, you know.
Wow. So you hate the council now?
No, I mean, I'm just saying fair, it's not like it's someone's house. No, but if it was someone's house, different. I would never let my dog shit on someone's garden, like garden bed. But this is just like in the walkway and it's kind of just shrubs and whatever.
So it's kind of manure for them.
So he kind of like walks over it and then he always circles in the same spot and shits there.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I have to like fucking climb over bushes to pick this stuff up. And I'm like, no one's fucking walking there. You could literally, I could kick a bit of, sometimes I kick a bit of gravel
I'm
over
I'm so torn.
It.
Yeah.
Because people hate their local councils, but I do, I think.
Who fucking cares? They're not going to know. By the time they get there, it's dried.
The poor council worker who has to do gardening there one day. And
they don't,
like,
they don't do gardening there because it looks shit. It's like a terrible area.
Wow. First of all, you shit on their work and now you shit on their work.
Come
Can
on.
Can you change
surely,
Tucky's this is, habits to like. Maybe shit on the actual council.
What, train her dog? What? I wouldn't have thought Probably. So.
Wait, why? Yeah, he's true, shitting in the best spot ever where no one's going to see it or something.
No, I'm
on
saying
it.
Shit at the council premises.
So the reason asked this is because obviously I leave it because there's no one's fucking seeing it, smelling it. It's just so conveniently placed that I don't have to pick it up. However, there have been a couple of times where people have been walking past. And that's when I do the whole dance with the.
Oh, you pretend.
And I'm like, fucking, I don't want to go.
I'm trying to untie this.
If I can avoid picking it up, I will pick it up. But obviously, I would never, ever leave it if it was in a spot that was ever going to be stepped
on. People around my area leave it in the middle of the fucking
path.
Yes.
That's fucking rude.
And. Yes, Sam, you've got your hand up.
Yes. I will admit that I have done the same
thing. Yeah. What, in the middle of the footpath?
No, sorry. No. Sam actually shit himself.
He shat on the middle of the footpath.
Yeah.
Did shit in the shower last week, but that's unrelated.
Did you waffle stomp?
What?
Did you waffle stomp?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well then.
What? Don't tell you. Actually, can we cut that out, Jake? Listen, my housemate listens.
Why are you shitting in the shower?
I went to fart and turned into a poo. Anyway. It happens.
How big?
Just a little toy poodle size poo.
Little nug.
Little nug.
Why?
It just happened.
You bring it to new lows every single week.
Me? You two.
To be fair, you have
brought this up.
I've just brought up a very classy topic.
Hang on. Why do dogs get to shit wherever they fucking want and I can't even shit in my own shower?
Anyway, can I leave that in or do I have to cut it out?
You can leave it in. It's fine.
Right.
Jake's
going to You're fucking disgusting.
Well, he left it in the shower, so you can
No, I made Jake's sure I lifted out the drain, like the actual gutter part.
I don't want to know.
I did it properly. I did it properly because I didn't want to smear
it. It's all so
it.
Gross.
I didn't want to smear it.
Oh, this is too graphic. Oh, this is exactly what I said I didn't want.
But you're the one who's like, can I leave it in?
Anyway, can we move away from your disgusting habits and go to-
Oh, back to the dog shit?
Dog shit, the much better topic.
In public?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ah, shit. I think it's shit.
I say shit,
Okay. I've changed my mind. Shit, yeah. I don't think if your dog, Tucky, is doing it there every time, if it's like compounding.
Or just a small pile
no,
and
not,
shit.
I don't, it must.
Someone's like, cleaning
oh,
it up
these
every day.
Poor council workers.
And they're like, oh, fuck.
Give them a break. I'm saying shit. Clean it up next time.
All right.
Otherwise, I'm actually going to report you to your local council. Good and luck. They're going to set up surveillance cameras on that little part.
They're too busy saying no to everyone's plans.
Oh, watch careful. Out. A bit of AM over here.
Jeez.
Bit of talk back from Manny.
Now come on, I'm about to unleash on my local council.
Definitely not getting any sponsors now. The bloody council was keen to help us out.
Anyway.
I've got a different... Actually, I don't want to segue into my shit or shit yeah off the back of
I'm not
actual
doing
poo. Oh, so we don't even have one to break these up.
No.
Think of one.
No, okay, I've got one. So I'm not doing it.
The one I want to do.
Oh, because it's poo related.
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh,
mine sounds like a euphemism for poo. What but it's not. It really
what is
isn't.
It? What is it?
Poofemism?
It's a meat donut.
Wait, what's a meat donut? Is it somehow your poo joins again at the top? So it's like a little donut outside your ass?
It sounds like a euphemism for poo.
Or is
but
it like
it's
a poo filled donut?
Oh, has it got nothing to do with poo?
Nothing to do with poo.
Oh, no, you're talking about an actual meat.
Like an actual meat donut.
Yeah, okay. I think I know about these. So it's like, is it dusted with anything on the outside?
So we went to an American barbecue restaurant.
Yes, yes,
and
I know exactly what
they
about.
Had this thing on the menu called meat donut. And I was like, anything that I see on a menu that I've never had before, I just want to order it without knowing what it is.
Oh, really? No,
because,
the opposite.
Yeah, because I just like, oh, this will be a fun way to find out. And so we order it, and it is exactly what it says it is. It's like a jam donut, but it's filled with meat.
Okay, like a slow-cooked meat, kind of brisket.
It's not a
yeah, ramen. So it's got like herbs and spices and whatever
what's
mixed
the
into
dough?
The meat. And like a regular donut dough.
So sweet?
No, so the dough isn't, but the dusting on the outside, which is like a sugary, cinnamony.
Yeah, it was sweet.
Yeah.
Really?
And I was like, this is weird, but what
part
I'm
of the,
into it.
What part of the menu was it on?
Like entree?
Yeah, it was on entree.
Oh.
I would, look, okay.
It was like a little arancini ball, but a bit bigger.
Yep.
But it was a meat donut.
I reckon I've seen those on menus. I haven't had one, but I've seen them on menus. But I will say shit because I don't care for slow-cooked meat, but.
What? Wait,
you're missing out.
That's what we're having for dinner at mine tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck, no wonder you're ordering
extra food. I'm BYOing. No, I'm going to say shit. But you liked it?
Yeah, shit, yeah. It was so good.
Did you dip it in anything? Any
yeah,
sauce?
It had like this capsicum kind of sauce dip thing.
Okay.
It was a bit spicy.
I like all the parts. I don't want any sweetness with that stuff, though. I'm going to say
so
shit.
So I agree with you. Usually I don't like sweet with savory, but sometimes.
In that scenario, not with me.
Have you ever had
were you paying 20
maple
bucks?
Candied bacon?
Oh, yeah,
yeah
that's
I have.
Off its tits.
No, I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
We both had time in the US and. Having their breakfast when you got pancakes and bacon and everything.
No, I can't do all of that. But when you get something that's savory and it's got a mixture of just a little bit of sweet in that, which is what this was.
Oh, yeah, I'm all about that.
It's fucking unbelievable.
Just maybe with meat, usually no. But actually, you've just reminded me of a time I ordered a Bloody Mary, right? Now, they did not ask me if I was vegan, veggie, whatever. They served. Now, sometimes like a Bloody Mary will come and it's like a meal. They have olives, they have gherkins, they have celery sticking out. And I'm all for a meal in a, Bloody Mezza because I love like all the pickled stuff and like you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you dip it back in and then you suck it off. Anyway.
Talking about
we're still on
the meat
drink.
Donuts. Anyway, this one came with, it was like a really fancy bar in the city in Melbourne. And this one came with a piece of bacon. Like all the way down to
that's cool.
It was like a rasher of
that.
Bacon. Like
streaky bacon.
Huge streak of bacon. Yeah. So it was like dipped in the Bloody Mary.
I reckon that's
Or no,
great.
Actually, I think it was on top with a toothpick. Like as in it wasn't dipped in.
Yeah.
Regardless, it was like candied, like you said, bacon. Okay. So glazed and delicious. But I was like, if someone was a veggie or a vegan and they saw this, they'd be like, what the fuck? You can't even, like, it was in and amongst
true,
it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Very strange thing to put in a Bloody Mary.
One flag. What timeline of this? Was it in the last?
No, I'm not drinking while I'm pregnant. This was years ago.
Fucking.
She's doubled up the LSD though.
Doggy years. Yeah, she has. She's not. We're not even doing a podcast.
Guys, trust me. If I could vape, I would be, but I'm not. That's the only. I don't care about alcohol. I miss my vape. Well, I have not vaped whilst pregnant.
She's been punching the darts instead.
Anyway,
those Marlboros you left at my house last week, they're still there, so you can grab them.
Do you want to do your shit?
She left over some. Usually she does the whole box. Anyway, I reckon.
A carton.
Are we done?
Yeah, let's call it.
All right, save your poo related one for next time.
Send us in your Guess My Fart. If you've got one, we'd love to hear from you.
And if you've also waffle stomped before, let me know.
Guys, why did I sign up for this? Anyway, at Setting the Brow Low.
You didn't sign up. You started it.
I did. At Setting the Brow Low on Insta and TikTok. Follow us and send us in your shit or shit yes as well.
Thanks for listening and putting up with us.